Did you know that most vitamin D3 supplements come from sheep's wool? I'm Kat, founder of Ritual. We're making traceability the new standard for the supplement industry. When I was pregnant, I couldn't find a multivitamin I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested, and clean label project certified. Oh, and our vitamin D3? It comes from sustainably harvested lichen from England, not sheep. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Eyes up, don't get all tied up, hoping you wise up. The multiple lies of the multifaceted, multi-complex system of living that people are living. Stuck in inertia, that's a diversion. Government worship, instead we are searching ancient mysteries, ancient history, sacred energy, and how to discern it. Human autonomy, truth of philosophy, ufology, human psychopathy, super anomalies, human ecology, you got lobotomies up in your consciousness. All the thoughts that we've been dancing around, the system wants to blow your candle out, but we won't let it, we reject it with our pathetic lies, so we chant it down.
Chant it down, podcast is your gateway to your unraveling of a complex system that is grabbing hold of the lives of you and everyone you know. Come on, tangle from this woven web to understand this crazy world. Chant it down with your host, Loomis.
Welcome back to Chant It Down, where we deprogram from the deep program. I'm your host, Loomis. This is episode 263. ChantItDownRadio.com is the website. And this is part four of Whistleblowers, Gatekeepers, and Charlatans. This time I invited on Strange Brew, a podcast out of Canada you may have heard of, and maybe you haven't. So check them out. But they came on to help. And they brought in their own clips, and we kind of just talked about some various individuals that we put through the rating system here on Chant It Down and try to figure out if people are legitimate or not, telling the truth or not, total charlatans or, you know, legit people. So we go through that. And if you have not listened to the other episodes and you're a newcomer to Chant It Down, there's a couple things to say. But first of all, episodes 146, 166 and 216 are the other three parts. But the easiest way to do that is just go to the website, go to series of shows, and you can find all of the things organized there. Much easier. But yeah, if you are a new listener to Chant It Down, I make these episodes to be listened to years later, so don't think that you are listening to the greatest, newest episode that, you know, and it negates all the other years. It doesn't work that way on Chant It Down. There's many flavors on this show. As you probably noticed, there are many different subjects that I cover, and it's a plethora of all kinds of stuff. So feel free to deep dive in the archives. You will not be disappointed. Check out Rumble and Odyssey for the video channel to Chant It Down. And if you are wanting to help and you get value out of this show, it helps if you can move the algorithms for this show by giving 5-star reviews on all the platforms. That way it can get known by more people. Wouldn't you rather have this show, which I think brings real truth and important topics to the forefront, than some bullshit jokesters or half-assed people out there? So if you enjoy Chant It Down, then give it some love. And if you really feel up to it and you want to support the show, you can always support me on Patreon. Much love, you guys. Chant It Down. Welcome back to Chant It Down. I'm your host, Loomis. This is Chant It Down Radio. ChantItDownRadio.com is a website. And this is episode 263, and we're working on part four of Whistleblowers, Gatekeepers, and Charlatans. And this is where we have a little fun on Chant It Down. This is the mini-series where we look at the influential people of all types that fall into the category of whistleblowers, gatekeepers, and charlatans. And there's so many voices in today's world to get tricked by, and this is where we sift a lie from the truth and extract different people dead and alive out there in this crazy, confusing world. It's so easy in today's world to fall victim to the wrong schools of thought, and it's also just as easy to miss real voices of truth out there that we need to hear. So I brought on today the Strange Brew podcast from Canada to help me out with this job. And before I properly introduce my guest, let's review the rating system for the listeners here. And so if a person's 100% trustworthy, they are a legit human. And if they, if you want to trust them, but you're not quite sure, they are a questionable character and a little bit weird.
That kind of thing would be considered a little weird.
Yeah, but it is a bit weird.
That's weird.
And if they are a full pawn for the system, but they don't know it, then they are a useful idiot.
You dumbass.
And if they are a shady character, but you just can't prove it, but you know they're shady and there's sketchy strings attached.
I got a bad feeling about this. I got a bad feeling about this.
And if they're a provable liar and a fraud, then you know they are an A1 smoke up the ass blowing charlatan. Oh, those are my ratings there. And here with me today is Strange Brew. Strange Brew is a dark comedy podcast that explores the bizarre and creepy sides of life and beyond two realms unseen, hosted by a cast of strange characters. The podcast covers a wide range of topics from true crime to conspiracy theory, the paranormal, weird mysteries, and bizarre historical events. Each episode features in-depth research and opinions on an array of subjects. We're here to entertain the listener and bring a unique perspective on the strange and unusual. And join us as we pull back down the curtain and take a trip down the rabbit hole. And the rabbit hole is part of this show as well. The rabbit hole is where the real world seems to be hiding most of the time. So welcome, guys. Welcome, Strange Brew, to Chant It Down.
Yeah, yeah. I think that I'm wearing the rabbit as a fleshlight now, and he's just directing me down the rabbit hole.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, I'm awesome, I'm Tom Cat, aka the Raptilian. I'm also a you could say a hip hop artist. Others would not, but I do produce music. Billy also has joined in on that affair. And do you want to introduce yourself, Billy?
Well, my name's Billy, co-host of Strange Brew Podcast, and my job is to show up and
make people laugh.
Do my job.
Be skeptical and make people laugh is what he achieves. He tries to achieve it. Sometimes it misses, sometimes it hits. It's good.
Well, the important thing is you guys have fun, and I can tell you have fun with it, and that's great, because this information can be dark at times, but it also needs you need to have fun with it. You know, you can't just dwell in the darkness, so I appreciate that.
It gets hard. My mm-hmm. brain sometimes wants to explode, and there's times where I'm like, I don't think people realize how tough it is to like dive down some of these rabbit holes. And then you like, you know, the idea before this, we were talking about like, you know, Hawaii and the direct energy weapon and stuff like that, where it's just like, well, how much stuff do they have to oppress us, and how far could it go, kind of thing, right? So it gets scary. It gets scary to go down some of these rabbit holes.
Ignorance is bliss in a lot of situations, but yeah, like you need to have like enough knowledge, but it's once you know too much,
your brain starts eating yourself.
Well, you still got to live your life, so that's the thing. Yeah. Like we can learn all this stuff and it's great, but you still got to live your life. But I mean, you know, I can't just go be a normie again, that's for sure. And I'm sure that's the same with you,
right? I can't shut up. My wife wants to kill me most times because I'm like, she's like, it's so doom and gloom. I'm like, look around. I don't know what to tell you. It's crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I know how it is. I mean, all you got to do is go outside and see the spray in the sky, and you're like,
I can't help but tell somebody.
That's literally what happened on the walk with the dog. And I was like, just look at, I was like, it was a nice day finally, right? Blue sky. And as soon as it is, it's like blue all day. And then in the afternoon, they start, and I see the jets and I'm like, Anna is cross hatching. And I'm like, I just can't, she's like, stop looking up. And I'm like, I can't help it. I'm just like, God, why is this happening? Come on, we got to do something about this.
No, actually, you guys are the correct reaction to that. It's just that a lot of people, they want to ignore things, and you can't. You shouldn't. People should be pissed that we're being sprayed like roaches. And that's just an example of one of the many things that's going on. They should be pissed. And I mean, it should mean a lot, you know? People shouldn't be like, oh, I'll just forget it. Not to offend your wife or anything, but...
No. It's just, she has to live with me. Billy understands.
Yeah.
It's
I can't believe she married you, man.
Yeah.
I'm actually shocked.
Yeah. I've been down this rabbit hole for most of my life. Me and Billy used to work together at a restaurant, and I would just talk to him about the reptilians and how the world was going to end in 2012 and stuff like that. It was a fun time. He loved it.
Yeah.
Well, we're still here, and I'm surprised, actually. I thought it was going to end back in like 2009. I was like, I'm pretty sure shit's going to happen next year or something, you know. But
well, now they're saying April 8th. They're saying because there's an eclipse, and it makes this ancient Hebrew sign, and it's like kind of spooky. Yeah, Brett, another kind of co-host of the show that replaced Billy. He's the Wish Billy. Well, Billy was getting his stuff set up up there. He's like a Christian, and he's like very concerned because it's like this Hebrew. I'm seeing if I can find it, because it says I can tell you what
it's really
means.
Funny you brought that up. I just walked home from, or I just got back from work today, walked in, and my dad bought those glasses to go watch it.
Yeah, so I am Alpha and Tav, the beginning and the end, and the last, the blessed those who I list my commandments, and they may have the right to the life of tree and may enter through the gates. So this is an ancient symbol, and this is how it's going to pass through the United States. Supposedly this eclipse has already passed in the X formation, and now it's the Taf. So it's the X has already happened, and now people are claiming that there might be. Maybe Brett thinks he might get raptured. Who fucking knows? I was like, well, if you're not at work sometime soon, then I'll probably know.
Well, the thing is we've been through so many end of the world scenarios by now. It's kind of hard to know, like, how do you even? I go, okay, well, I'll put that on the back burner. We'll see what happens. That's all I can do.
I got something.
I wish I was a little older with Y2K.
Yeah, oh, yeah,
that would have probably been my favorite one.
Yeah, it's like the planes are going to crash. I have something interesting for you, because like I think about this all the time, right? Because I have friends that are Christian now, and I'm like kind of like I always debate them on stuff. And if you were some people, maybe Zionist or someone like that see these prophecies that are going on, and if you understood religion and the prophecies that are foretold within the Bible, to me, if you're rich enough, powerful enough, you might manipulate the world to believe some of these events were happening, because there is theories that certain people want to bring about their Messiah that never came. That's why they killed Jesus. That's a very long story, obviously. But that they want to bring about the apocalypse, so to speak, to bring out their Messiah, which could be Lucifer, who actually knows. But there's a lot of people that point to this, that these things aren't happening because it was foretold. It's because these people are actively trying to make it happen.
Right. Well, I've felt like the elites are using the Book of Revelations almost like a playbook.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Right?
I don't know. Or is it just happening because they feel like they want to bring out this dark world and it just happens to coincide? I don't know.
Do they want to bring Lucifer in? Is that what they want? Like, they're like, you know, let's finally meet the guy. Let's just see if he's real or not.
Honestly, at this point, like, when you have everything, you're probably just bored.
Yeah,
you're just like, what else can we do? And you're just flipping through.
Well, maybe that's why they rape little children or something, you know? I mean, they must be really bored. But that's just like, I don't know how you could ever get to that level. But hey, you know, I don't know.
It's happening all the time. And it seems what's happening in Hollywood with Drake Bell and all that stuff. And now people are coming out to like defend Brian Peck, I think the guy's name is, that has involved all this Nickelodeon shit. And it's very, very dark.
The foot fetish guy?
Yeah, that guy stuck things up kids' buttholes, and he admitted that shit to cops. And then now Drake Bell is trying to expose it, same with other people. And then people like Ryder Strong from Boy Meets World and Will Freddy, both are trying to like back Brian Peck, all these other people are, to because they're getting paid, most likely, because this guy's a sicko. And it's just like sad. I liked Ryder Strong. I liked Boy Meets World when I was a kid, and now they're all turning their backs on the goodness of the world.
Yeah. No,
I wonder why they didn't accept me through that audition for the Disney Channel. I wasn't cute enough. You didn't like me.
Maybe you don't want to be. You just got.
You don't want to be. Yeah. What are they called? The Disney kids.
The Mickey Mouse Club.
Yeah, you don't want to be one of them.
Look at them.
They got money. I do a lot for money.
Mouseketeers. That's what I was thinking of.
Yeah, yeah. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. And people don't want to acknowledge that stuff. But you look at Amanda Bynes walking through the streets naked in L.A. and she got a weird tattoo. Her face looks different. And she might be a clone. Who knows?
Look at Britney Spears. Britney Spears is insane.
Do you think she's alive?
Do you think she's alive?
Yeah. Is that what you think? Yeah.
I've wondered if she, you know, it's human cloning. I did a show on human cloning and it sounds extreme, but when you really look into it and you think about it, it's like, why wouldn't they do it? And if they could, they would. And I'm sure they do. And it's possible that some of these celebrities that are like malfunctioning or malfunctioning clones, but I don't know. I'm just saying
she's like disappeared. All the videos of her, people are tracing, like they can, they think it's AI and stuff like that. And, deepfakes. Wow. So there's all these videos of her dancing with knives and people have used deepfake technology to decipher, to see if it's actually her. And there's all these weird things. Her hand disappears for 5 seconds or probably less than that, like a millisecond, her hands. Like people have analyzed these videos and people think her sister playing her and all this stuff or this actress is, and they essentially just overlay this deep fake technology over her face. And there's a lot of people that are proving that this could be the thing, and she's either been dead for years. But I've said to Billy, I was like, they cloned a sheep in the 80s, and I was like, yeah. And then they just stopped talking about it.
Well, you can still clone your animal, right? What is it, like 50k, and you can go get your fucking dying dog cloned brand new. Fun.
Yeah.
Well, and the thing about it, that when they announce things, they've already done it long ago.
Quite
possible they've been doing it a long time. But
China's got super soldiers. It's gonna be the future's gonna be fun.
Yeah, yeah. Clones and drones. All right, guys. Well, let's get into the actual whistleblowing gatekeepers and charlatans. So I'm gonna start with my person here.
Okay.
And then we'll just kind of go rotate around here. So I'm going to start with Russell Brand.
That's a good one.
English comedian, actor, presenter, activist, and campaigner. He has since transitioned, into becoming a controversial activist, has been accused of spreading conspiracy theories. Over the course of his career, Brand has been the subject of frequent media coverage for issues such as promiscuity, drug use, and political views. And I got that from Wikipedia. But, you know, during COVID, what's that?
I'm going to start doing that for my people, even though I know too much about them.
During COVID, he was a promoter of ivermectin. And, I'm okay with that. And he talks about 9/11 being an inside job and like, yeah, okay, you know, you can get on board with some of the things he has to say. But then he says some weird stuff, like he's willing to die for his revolution. What's his revolution? It's some weird new age bullshit that looks like, who knows really? Well, yeah, what is it? You know, and he says it's time for a spiritual revolution. And, you know, he's just kind of riding on the backs of things. And there are allegations against him from a 16-year-old girl. And I don't know if they're true or not. But, you know, when people are married to Katy Perry, during their marriage, a lot of people said that it was he was her handler, you know, but I don't know. But
it almost feels like she would maybe be his handler, you know, because the weird thing is she's like super connected to like the occultism stuff, and some of the stuff that's in her music videos, Dark Horse is a specific one, where there's all these ancient symbols and the Eye of Horus, and she's pretty much, people think that she's like a praising the Illuminati throughout the video, right? She's giving her, just like me and Billy just talked about Taylor Swift and how, and that hasn't even been out yet, and how she was maybe sacrificed a fan to the Illuminati. So this idea, I like Russell Brand. I always have of the what he spoke out against and stuff like that. As soon as I saw that he did, always thought he was kind of a sketchy character, though, because he kind of shifted towards that. Maybe something woke him up. But it, I wouldn't put him... put it past him to have done some shady shit when he was just getting into Hollywood and he was on drugs. And, you know, you don't really get in big movies like, Forgetting Sarah Marshall and some of those like big Hollywood hits without maybe doing some sketchy shit. And I don't think everyone is like that guy from Spider-Man, the new Spider-Man, supposedly does not like going to Hollywood, thinks it's sketchy. So there could be like legit people. Now, I don't think everybody in Hollywood is involved in this stuff, but I think a lot of people are.
Yeah,
a good chunk, right? Well, yeah, of course, Katy Perry. A good chunk, though. But like, once you hit that level, that's where it becomes like a question in general. Like, you're right. Like, not everyone in Hollywood, but like, there's like a list of names where you're just like, yeah, there's every single human being knows that name.
Yeah.
That's when it starts to be questioned a little bit. But yeah, it was weird with Russell Brand in general, where like there was, as far as I'm concerned, literally nothing like that until what, around COVID?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was when like all of a sudden, oh, I got everything. I got everything you need right here. I
know how. Yeah. How we just kind of took off is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of,
well,
weird.
He's a really well-spoken person. It's just like Jordan Peterson in that way where when you talk that coherently, a lot of people listen to you, but
right.
Yeah. And like, Jordan just Peterson, you can just know some words people don't know, and then all of a sudden they think you're much smarter than you, and then they start looking up to you, and it's kind of similar way as Joe Rogan did, and people like that.
Some people are gonna get offended, but when I start questioning people is as soon as they lick the Jew boot, and that's like something that I'll always question. Is like Jordan Peterson? He's like when Netanyahu, when the attack happened, probably manufactured by Israel itself. Sorry, this is gonna get a little dark, but like, and then he starts literally bombing, and then like Jordan Peterson's like, "You go get him, Netanyahu. That guy's a war criminal." And it's just like, "Oh no, you're showing your cards."
Yep. Well, I'm gonna show you guys where this guy might be showing his cards a bit too.
Okay, I want to see.
Let's see what we can gather here. And this is some imagery of, and this is all like video, not audio. Like you won't hear it. So for the listening audience, this is Russell Brand basically giving a bunch of symbols.
Oh, weird. That is really weird.
Isn't that a yoga pose?
Mm-hmm. There's an Illuminati symbol.
Yeah.
He has 33 tattooed on his wrist as well.
Oh, that's rude. That is a god. That's fucking weird.
Yeah.
That's a weird one. And for everybody listening, it's like he's holding a soother for some reason.
Yeah.
Look at that outfit, man. Whoa. Like, Billy, you should wear that for next Halloween.
I should.
Oh, that's,
okay, that's excessive.
Hand symbols, man.
That's
yeah, I was like, throwing up his fucking gang signs. I call. Whoa. All right, there you go. That convinced me. He's wearing a bra and underwear.
And lingerie.
Yeah. All right. I know. He's part of it. Yeah,
I don't know.
The stripes too. Oh, something.
The stripes. Red room.
Yeah. Red room. Yeah, the red room. We got that coming up, Billy, for the dark web episode. Get ready.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, it's fun times.
I don't know what he's doing there. Is that a hand symbol?
It's when he keeps touching his lip, like he keeps doing the.
That I'm sure if you looked into that, some of the because. That's definitely one. They do certain hand symbols to show their allegiance.
Right. I haven't seen him covering up one eye yet, but let's see.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah. Look at that Morrissey haircut, man.
A famous librarian move.
Yeah. that's getting there.
He's not covering it. I still see
still, it's the eyes.
It's gonna be the very next one. He's like, I was just playing peekaboo.
Oh, that's fucking weird.
Okay.
Eyeball in the mouth.
Yeah.
third eye. Yeah.
Huzzah. Oh, there you go, the Hangman. Yep.
Yep.
But it's almost reversed too, so like that could also go even deeper than we understand.
Right.
Don't like that.
Oh, ooh,
that's just and fucking dress. Weird.
Yeah. A green dress. Up. Yeah.
Where you put that? I don't want to know.
Yeah, look at all the hands. Oh yeah, I know that one. That's crazy. There you go.
Oh.
That's a huge one. GQ man.
Cover
of
a magazine too.
It's just like a guy in a yoga pose. I don't know that one. Has yeah. Think. I mean,
I'm just those... thinking. I'm thinking about how you're gonna destroy humanity. Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. I like this beat.
Yeah, it's kind of simple. Cool.
It's very simple.
I feel bad for audio listeners, right?
Yeah, me too. So I think we've kind of seen it, but yeah, let's.
It is weird. I don't, man. It's just like there's a lot of symbols that he is flashing for sure. A lot of like there's Freemason ones that I saw. It's just it is interesting because I'm like, and the wearing the dress thing is always a telltale sign. That's a humiliation ritual. Either mm-hmm. way, you know, like I do believe that. Look what happened with John Cena recently.
Oh yeah,
you know, go on stage naked, and people think that's a bodysuit he was wearing, because the mask technology and the technology to be able to wear like a suit or a mask has got so intense. The CIA had this shit like in the 50s where you could wear a mask that looks so realistic, you'd look like Joe Biden because he's probably wearing a mask.
I'm getting a little, I'm skeptical. Is, yeah, definitely the word of. Any photos I see at all with anybody like these deep fakes, like we've always had them. People that were really good, like with computers, were always able to do it. But now, like within, as you guys noticed, like with Chat GPT and stuff like that coming out, like you can literally tell an app to make something and the app will make it for you. So now you're at the realm of literally every fucking
it's scary.
Crazy ass motherfucker out there that has an idea that goes, huh, that's funny. And then now it's a photo and fuck, I'm serious. Like it's starting to make me question fucking life entirely. I'm not doubting that all of these weren't like real, like hand symbols, but it's like how many, like,
that's what's
was
crazy
there somebody trying
to
push a meaning?
The Oculus shit. These people are walking around those Google fucking things now. I think
they're insane.
The and the thing is, so I believe we already live in a simulation. It's not as real as we think, but we're participating in like a school, a journey. I do think this is like a learn. Like we have to come here, down here to learn.
Yeah.
And kind of better ourselves. But which is already a simulation. Then they want you to enter another simulation, you know, and it's fascinating to me because like at the end of the day, there's definitely like evil people manipulating stuff. And I always I've listened to Russell Brand a lot, like enough, not a lot, but like enough where I tuned in and I was like, okay, starting to like expose some stuff that's going on. That's good. And then I'm always like, obviously they're trying to sway people away from stuff, or legit did he wake up one day and be like and have some revelation in his head that something was wrong here, and he obviously
maybe his contract ended.
Yeah, I don't know
if he was that well connected though. You would think that if he was started speaking out that they would totally blacklist him, and well, they didn't. He's still in Hollywood movies and things, I believe.
But they did
what was the last movie he was in?
Good question.
I don't even know.
Like, honestly, Get Him to the Greek is the last time I remember
movie,
seeing
though.
Him.
That's a great
movie. That was the last time I remember seeing him, though.
When he gets Jonah Hill drunk and throws up on himself. Yeah. I was like, that whole movie's gold.
But that was like 15 or so years ago.
He was in one I saw that was like, it was a murder mystery.
I think I know.
Oh, yeah?
They're
Egypt,
definitely trying to come after
Nile.
Him.
Yeah.
To me, I feel like because they're every time somebody tries to expose something, so like there's theories, right, that Michael Jackson was trying to expose some of the J word stuff that was going on, even had a song that most people don't even know or wouldn't hear.
Say
because
the word
Azul. where's my sound button? I have a sound button for this. Just give me a second. It's right here. We're next. Go next. Oh, maybe I missed it. Here we go.
But it was Joe's fault.
But and then they supposedly had this idea, like they do this all the time, defame people. And I think Michael Jackson could have done some weird shit. I think he didn't have a childhood, but I watched Leaving Neverland and they're like, the kids were like, he stared into my butthole and the weirdest shit, where if you're traumatized by a molestation or something that happened to you, you wouldn't go into grandiose detail in that way. It is so
I don't agree with. Because, like, it was trying to, like, if you were in that situation where you were so horrendously upset by something.
Someone stared into your butthole.
Or molested by something.
Stared into my butthole, man.
You're gonna come up with every fucking, especially when it's to expose something. I need people to fucking believe what happened. Here's the fucking story.
And it was two kids. That's it. And then there's all these people, like, people were like, well, why did he not do it to Macaulay Culkin? It's like, because he saw him as his equal. He was also
a beaten down
child.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I want to believe that Russell Brand is trying to help humanity wake up because he is like the spiritual, but then you get in the idea of some of the new age spiritual movements were actually like funded by communists and stuff like that, and or connected to people like Aleister Crowley or like Alison Bailey and all these like sketchy characters, you know?
Yeah, the new age has been peddled by Satanists out there for people, but you know, like some people that honestly just gravitate toward it because it's like it's not religion, so they're like, oh, well, but it is religion in its own way, you know, and then so they just went from one thing to the other. But what I can see is that if he may have been placed there to sell all the talking points of the alternative media, but kind of a surface dweller, and maybe just to catch anyone from going deeper. That's one thought I've had. He acts like he's behind all this now. And he's like, you know, he's not for the left in politics, which has obviously gone insane at this point. So there's a lot of people to catch there in that sort of medium ground. Like, hey, well, these guys are insane. So we're going to, you know, talk about, you know, this kind of stuff. But I don't know. Then there's the Vladimir Lenin saying, you know, the best way to control our opposition is to control it ourselves. So you have to look at like, is he control opposition? But then who is he like? Who is he steering? Because he's giving out enough truth that people would wake up and probably say, hey, well, let's go down the rabbit hole.
Especially from that character. Because my mom likes Russell Brand. And then she's a nurse that's been indoctrinated by the medical system and stuff like that and believed in the shots so stupidly, you know, and she still doesn't want to acknowledge what's going on in the 17 million deaths and stuff like that that have been reported and documented pretty well. And the thing is, but she liked Russell Brand. And then all of a sudden when it's like going into that kind of aspect of the medical stuff, she doesn't want to hear it. So there's people that just like, oh, I know this guy. So they might grab people in to get them to question what's going on. You know, just for the fact that it is Russell Brand. And then it is.
I want to say he was a good boy. He was a good boy. Yeah. All in all.
Yeah, he could have been. But then I'll just tell you the one that I chose for Billy, because I chose everything for Billy. So Russell Brand called out David Icke during a thing, right? And called him out, and they had he made fun of him on this like this show or whatever. And David Icke has been like, debate me. Talk to me, have me on your show, and he won't do it. So I'm like, this is why I was going to mention people like Tim Pool. I used to like, listening to Tim Pool sometime, like Tim Cass, it was interesting. And then he made a lot of good points, but then he's also a sellout because he always, like, even Luke Rakowski, which I always like Luke. He's the reason why I tuned into Tim Pool's show. And then I was like, and then they're like, oh, communism is so bad. Communism is bad. All these characters, that the other guy from that band, I'm against communism, but they always fail to mention who created, funded, and organized communism since the beginning. And they always leave that out, but then they claim they're against communism, but then they're like, it's okay that they're massacring 30,000 people. It's fine.
I mean, so there's this whole thread out there. You guys know it in alternative media where everybody's a shill and everybody's, you know, and I don't go on that because I think the world is very nuanced and there's people that are actually speaking out in some positions that they, you know, they can do a limited bit of it. Or, you know, people like you're talking about David Icke, he's been around a long time. He started out as a little guy and worked his way up. So some people like to pin him in there too, but they don't have any proof of that.
No, I'm reading Children of the Matrix right now, and it's thick because I'm trying to read other books at the same time. That thing is like really thick. I'm like halfway through it, and I feel like I've read two or three books already in one book. You know what I mean? It's a lot of info.
Yeah, it is a lot of info.
I feel like we should just bring him up. Let's bring the boy to the forefront.
Might what well. Is the verdict for this guy?
I gotta finish Russell.
I want to give him a rating out of 10.
No, I think the string one that he could be a legit, but there's some sketchy strings attached.
Okay.
I got a bad feeling about this.
Yeah, sketchy strings attached.
I'm gonna go with he's a good boy.
You're gonna go with a legit human?
he's a good boy.
Or is he a bit weird? Do you think he's a bit weird?
He's a weird boy, but he's a good boy.
That kind of thing would be considered a little weird.
Yeah, but it is a bit weird.
That's
all right. Well, I mean, if you think, I mean, I don't know.
I'll go with real human.
Awesome. All right. Well, we kind of like. I think he's. I have a bad feeling about him.
Yeah.
I can't prove it.
Ooh.
Yeah. But I'm not going to say he's a total charlatan. But I'm leaning toward that, especially with all of his occult stuff. And did he leave the occult? Some people leave the occult. So you got it. You know. But I don't know.
I know. You never know with these people. Now, Billy, we're bringing up my favorite guy, the guy that you've always fantastic. Made fun of me for liking. the video should be ready to play as soon as you bring it up.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
My people.
An agenda on the world, which is unfolding by the day. My books in the 1990s laid out what this agenda was, and those books are now being read on the television news in changes in society and laws coming in.
Okay.
And the thing is, this is the point. The mainstream media has accepted that those same characters, lied about Iraq, but will not question in any way the same people's version of 9/11. In one line, oh, you know, the world's run by reptiles. You meet it on one level. Oh, that's crazy! Immediate reflex action. But when you see the backstory and the evidence to support this, ancient and modern, you see that one line, throwaway line, in a completely different context.
Okay, yeah, and it's crazy too, because like I'm reading The Children of the Matrix, all breaking down the reptilian stuff, and really like almost half the book is him going into grandiose detail, almost nauseating detail, about how this is connected to ancient races, occult symbols, like all the stuff that relates back to all these ancient stories that relate to some sort of humanoid reptilian being. It's like, and he provides all the evidence, and it's quite compelling.
So there's one thing that we always get with a lot of people, but we don't get with people like David Icke, where a lot of people know him exactly how he is, but know him where he came from. You got people like Russell Brand there. He was an actor. He was in Hollywood, and now he's doing this shit.
Do you know where David Icke came from, Billy?
Mr.
He was
sports
a football
announcer.
Yeah, he soccer. Was a sports announcer. Yeah,
soccer. But
football
yeah.
Over in Britain.
Yeah, so soccer.
He was a soccer player before that, too.
Yeah, he was. So 15, drops out of school, gets scouted, gets arthritis and all his shit, starts stealing like herbal medicines and shit. It really, like, honestly, like, follow the timeline. It wasn't until he was like late 30s that he really went, oh, start looking into this. Went to go see a psychic. And as much as I don't like it, that fucking verdict was right.
Billy's not a fan of
psychic. It goes, you're going to be famous, you're going to be controversial, and he goes, cool. And then, yeah, this shit spawns from that, right?
So ayahuasca, that's what really fucking tipped him off, was when he went to Peru and he did ayahuasca.
Yeah.
5-hour trip where he thought he talked to Mother Earth. So, Mother Gaia.
So there's a lot of, like, background on that, right? Where you got a regular ass human that was living his life to getting to that point of that's all anybody knows him for anymore. And that's where
Yeah, even my buddy Mitch is always talks about his hands. He's like, the reptilians are coming after me. Because like, David Icke's got such bad arthritis that he must have someone typing for him because his hands are fucked.
Yeah.
And I love this dude with like all my heart.
No, I really like David Icke. He helped me with my, furnish my wake up way back, like right after 9/11. I read Children of the Matrix, and I already knew that things were bad even before that, but then it just helped open me up to so much and he sources his information. So I never feel like he's, I've actually seen him in concert here. He came and
that's sick. I wanted to go in Toronto and it was very expensive. And I just, at the time it wasn't feasible for me. But that it would have been an experience. I've tried to get him on the show a couple times. There has been a talk. I've talked to his daughter a couple times and just, he's so busy with his new book and stuff like that. He's got like crazy shit going on. And now, it's cool that he's able to get on YouTube with, some of the other podcasts that he's able to jump onto, like that one of those British guys. It's good. I'm going to stay straight over the gate. This guy is a legit human. Love the man. Woke me up when I was very young, 16, 17. I watched his videos endlessly. I've watched all of his 9-hour talks that he's done. He's my guy.
So yeah. To be completely middle ground here and just like get your mind thinking a little bit. So the whole idea of this is creating a realm of going, all of these things are either true or they're not true. So who's to say somebody didn't become infiltrated in a way to get you to believe them? So it takes out all the people that would have found the truth and going, hey, tell them this stuff, fucking leave this stuff out, and we'll get them all riding your wave here. So give them all this stuff, fuck it, whatever. But like, this is the shit they cannot know about.
Everyone knows my shadow people experience I had. I saw what I think is a reptilian, and it scared the living shit out of me. I thought that these things were sucking my soul out of my body. I had sleep paralysis. And then I got up and I walked towards my door. My wife was in the same room when we were dating young. I was 19. And I saw an 8-foot-tall shadow thing that looked down at me. I was completely sober, looked down at me. And then
you
I
were
opened
not
the door.
Sober.
I was sober. I was. I came back from Cuba. I came back from the airport, which also had bad experiences in Cuba. And then I think that I brought something maybe way even with me or things, because there was like a lot of them looking at me when I was laying down. And to me, that is the one experience out of my life. I've had weird experiences with Ouija boards. I've messed around with the occult stuff since I was like 12, 13, messing around with Ouija boards. Not a good idea. And that's something that was like, whoa, there's definitely something out there. There's definitely things using us for energy. And I saw them.
Yeah, well, there's ancient accounts of reptilians too. It's not just like he pulled it out of his ass. I do a lot of research into the ancient past, and there are scaly skin descriptions of
the Nagas and stuff. Yeah.
People, like in the or the fish scaly skin, But like seriously, I don't think it's just all bullshit. But it is hard for him because he gives a lot of truth out, but then that's in there, the reptilian, and anybody from the outside is completely turned off when they hear about that.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
Or
they think it's the Jews. Like he's talking about the Jews. Yeah. Because that happens for like every, we used to have a co-host on the Rest in Peace. They're not actually dead. They transformed into something. Well, it's true. So like he used to always joke kind of about like how it has to do with the stuff. And I'm like, he pointed towards these certain families that maybe do have connections, to something that's going on, that is connected to some of these beings. Like if it is true that he traced like the Queen's bloodline to like Brad Pitt, to like all these celebrities, if that is factual that he was able to do that, that is like beyond bizarre. Should be questioned.
Seems insane that you would be able to do that physically, but
he just did it with Ancestry.com, supposedly. I don't know. There's stuff that he did do. I don't even, Loomis, if you know, but he did somehow trace the Queen's bloodline back to the Sumerian age, he claims. So there's some claims where I'm like, I don't know, man, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it'd be nice to know, but the Blue Bloods are definitely something to trace back, and I forget all the details, but there's something to do with the Blue Bloods, and the Knights Templar, I believe. Yeah. I'd have to, you know, go back into that research. Dig
down that rabbit hole. It's like you have so much stuff, especially being a conspiracy theorist or whatever people want to call us, a truther, whatever. But like there's things you eventually have to throw out because your brain just can't handle so much.
You have to delete file or something, because if you're not using it all the time, you're just like, oh, yeah, I read that. I remember that, but I kind of forgot. You know?
Yeah, I do that all the time where I'm like, what is this name? And I have fans messaging me and be like, it's this. And I'm like, fuck, man. I wish you were there in the moment.
Well, I mean, I have always enjoyed David Icke. Me too. Also, he's got a good sense of humor, but I've read quite a few of his books. Yeah, I mean, I'm not totally convinced on the reptilian thing. Like, I wouldn't, but I can honestly say I just don't know. I mean, does anybody, right? So, but ultimately, he's only helped most people I know. I actually gave somebody who is starting to think about the truth. Oh, this is dangerous. We gave him an eighth of mushrooms and a 12-hour DVD, and we never saw him again.
Whoa, really?
Yeah.
So I'm obviously a big fan of the psychedelics. I take mushrooms all the time. I've taken a break recently, but for about 2 years, I was doing it like every other weekend, sometimes every weekend. And never my tolerance again. Got built. It was crazy. Billy did it once, and I'm trying to convince him to do it again.
Nope.
He took when he was young. He took way too much. He took like 7 grams, and didn't know he took that much, and he couldn't think it at all.
It can be a scary thing, you know.
I try to describe it to people, and I think the only thing that comes close, and it sounds.
You thought he was mentally handicapped.
It feels like I had Down syndrome. That's like the best way I can describe that.
It's like you're living in that.
And life. I don't like it.
It's not for everybody, but it can really expand your thought streams in different directions. It's good, but I mean, yeah, it's not for
everybody. It can be dangerous. Last summer, I used to, people thought I was crazy. I'd be watching horror movies on mushrooms outside of my backyard by a fire with a projector. I watched American Werewolf in London, like on a very high dose of mushrooms, this strain called Makilla. And it felt like there was like this dome around me and stuff. And there was like people around me, and it was frightening and fun all at the same time.
I couldn't do that.
I'd watch The Village. That one fucked me up because I haven't seen since I was 14. And then near the end, I was like, oh, it's all making sense now. Because they like rediscover that they're like living in the modern age. Yeah. I totally forgot about that shit. And my wife's like, yeah, you've seen this. And I'm like, oh, it's fucking, I can't believe it.
What's the verdict on Ike?
What we got? Okay, so I think he's legit as well. I mean, you know, there's nothing really. I don't have any thing that would lead me any other direction. I know I've heard people's claims. Like I said before, I've tried to look him up. I can't find anything that says that he's a shill or someone that's posing as a truth seeker. And the amount of research he does.
Is crazy.
And the footnotes he gives, like you can go, he sources his material.
Every chapter, it's like every so often, he does like show you, it's wild.
Yeah, yeah. And he's a hard worker. I watched a 12-hour seminar with him, and he never stops, and he just keeps going and going, and you know he's tired, but he keeps going. So I don't see anything wrong with the guy. But anyway, Billy, I guess your turn.
The only fucking, I don't know. It's a gut feeling. It's something wrenching. It's just to the point of like, kind of the point I said before was like, you think like at this level, when something are this, it's this hidden. And if people know it's true, it's like, okay. So some people are going to come up to the fact of being like, okay, these things are true. And other people are going to follow like reptilians and aliens and stuff like that, whatever. They're going to go, okay, like, what do you have to say? You obviously know about it. And there's going to be people in the middle, because they wouldn't be that dumb to not have people in the middle to be like, all right, let them know this information. You're the spokesperson. Shut the fuck up. This shit isn't real. Yeah. And it's like, there's going to be a level where they give in a little bit to be like, okay, people are fucking thinking, people are advertising. Like, I want to say he's a good boy, but like, he gives me a bad feeling in my gut.
Not me.
Something's being hidden, and I don't
I truly think is an existential crisis of Billy, because he doesn't want to believe that the reptilians could really exist. Ignorance is bliss, as you once said.
I've always read, and I still stand behind it. But
Billy's not read a book in his life. I'm just kidding.
All right, so you're going to say though it's a bit weird. How about
it's a bit weird. There's something I can't put my finger on it. My stomach doesn't feel right.
That kind of thing would be considered a little weird.
Yeah, but it is a bit weird.
That's weird.
Oh, so funny.
All right. Well,
we got to go to who we got next, or we're just
Tom, your turn. Person. Yeah.
All right. Here we go. I'm going to go with one of my boys. I've read all of his books. The way I'm going to do this, I'm just going to bring up a clip of one of them. And I just literally got these clips out of a whim of stuff that I knew that, you know, would interest people. So here we go. David Wilcock. David Wilcock is a professional lecturer. So let's get into
it. Besides, please do not be arrogant enough to think that you can say a few prayers and negative entities are never going to bother you,
man.
Or smudge or do a shamanic ceremony. Negative entities and positive entities, according to the Law of One, which again is my source text, they are in a war for your consciousness, for your attention. And the way that they're trying to get that attention is by influencing you telepathically. So when you start having positive thoughts, you'll have more positive energy sent to you by positive beings. When you start thinking negative thoughts, negative entities will send you more negative thoughts. And so all of this proxy war has now built up to what has happened since 2020. And there are many anomalies surrounding the presidential inauguration. So first of all, Joe Biden, as you can see right here, was denied a military plane. He had to fly into his inauguration privately. What in the hell is that all about? Wait a minute. He had to fly in privately? Yeah, because the military wasn't supporting him. It's by both sides.
See, and so let me just, I'll give a breakdown of him, but he's a filmmaker, researcher, professional lecturer. He's been doing this a while. Consciousness, science, new paradigms and energy. He's rewriting the entire branches of science and leading a new narrative of human history. One that includes a race of highly intelligent beings that we share our space with. So he teaches all this stuff. This is one person that a lot of people think is sketchy. I can personally say I've read all of his books. I think other than my one. And it's compelling. He is someone I'm going to say is sketchy for sure. He's a sketchy guy. Him connected to that guy that believed in the, what's his name? Corey Good.
Yeah.
And recently people were like, Corey Good said that, you know, he made everything up. He actually didn't, though. He still does all of his shit. Juan from the One On Podcast was like, oh, yeah, he's doing this. Like, he's exposing himself. I don't know. He's your boy came out. And I was like, you know, he was never my boy, man. Corey Good was never my boy. It was Dave Wilcock. And he's still doing his shit. And people still are saying that he's still talking to these blue avian beings and all sorts of stuff. But Dave Wilcock is someone that I listened to when I was fairly young. And I got his source field book. And I found it really interesting because, like David Icke, he does really provide a lot of sources for the stuff that he talks about. Some stuff, no. There's a documentary he put out, Above Majestic, which I'm like, my favorite line, Billy, you know, I always talk about the swastika-shaped base on the moon, which I think is probably accurate. And then they claimed that they made it into a square because the United States took it over and everyone got uncomfortable. So they made it into a square. A bizarre story. That's from Above a Majestic. And I found it interesting, but there could be maybe 20% accuracy in that documentary because a lot of it, it seems like they were throwing shit at the wall. And they're like, this sounds crazy. Let's talk about this. Mm-hmm. I want to hear your guys' thoughts. Well, also thinks he's the reincarnation of Edgar Cayce.
Oh, wow. Well, Billy, you go first.
Honestly, like, mine's going to be pretty quick here. Like, I just, like, don't know enough about him. There's certain people in this world that Tom talks about so much that I'm like, I already don't like him just because Tom talks about him.
All right, let me.
And this is one of those people. I never actually looked up any of his stuff.
Fuck you, Billy.
I really don't know that much about him, but... You know what? In any aspect, to get you got Tom reading books, so
Billy, who the fuck?
I'm gonna go with you're a good boy again.
Well, yeah. I mean, well, okay. So I remember watching this guy.
I know it.
Yeah, he's sketchy. I remember watching this guy on Ancient Aliens, and
yeah.
You know, he was okay on there, I guess. But for some reason, he separated from that. Whatever. I don't.
Can you look up David Wilcock and Edgar Cayce and bring up the image of what they look like? Because it's fucking weird. Edgar Cayce, for Billy, you probably
super
don't know.
Super identical?
But It's very close. Edgar Cayce was a kind of philosopher, a mystic type of dude from way back in the day. And he had all these premonitions and predictions of stuff that happened. And I would like to do an episode about him eventually, cause he's a fascinating character. But if you look at them, he claims and even in his book, I listened to his latest book, Awakening in the Dream. And he claims that he wrote down all these dreams that he had throughout his whole life. He had started a dream journal very young. So he has all these and wrote down everything that was going on in his life. So he has really specific memories of things that were going on in his life and can supposedly track it to what date, because he had everything written down, which is pretty weird and bizarre if he's making this shit up. And he goes through it, and he said that it wasn't even him that started pointing out the Edgar Cayce stuff. It was other people in his circle.
Oh, I'm looking it up right now. Let's see.
it's bizarre. But at the same time, I've read a lot of his books, and there's stuff I've literally, the one I was listening to recently, I shouted in my car. I was like, come on, David, you can't just claim that shit. That's not factual. So there is things that he's definitely said where I'm like, don't really know. Look at that shit. Look at that one picture.
Wow.
That's just like him.
Yeah. Look at this one, right?
Receding hairlines.
Yeah. His hair is terrible. Look at that. Okay. Look at that one hair when he's got the blonde. Look at that. He's got a wackadoo haircut, that's for sure.
Yeah.
They got that caveman forehead.
That's Awakening in the Dream. The eyes. I just listened to. So you got to admit, they look similar. It is fucking weird.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
Man, does your forehead ever look big when you have a receding hairline?
I know, man. Billy, if we're looking at you.
I know. I'll just go like this.
Billy, every so often he changes his hair. I was actually listening to an older episode where you dyed your hair blonde and I kept making fun of you because I'm trying to go through the show to make sure there's stuff that we maybe shouldn't say that I should take out. He changes his hair and then he shaved his head recently and I just think he looks like he got out of the army or jail.
I do. I usually have hair. It's coming back now, thank God, because I do miss it. That was a bad choice.
Sometimes that happens. Yeah. I mean, I just, well, okay. So I guess, I have a bad feeling about this guy.
Can I say it's a weird, I'll say it's weird.
Okay. You say it's weird.
That kind of thing would be considered a little weird,
but it is a bit weird.
That's weird.
And then I had a bad,
feeling about this.
I have a bad feeling too. Well, mainly it's not really his work. It's more that he pushed,
Corey Good.
Good, and Corey Good's full of shit.
That's fucking weird.
Yeah. Yeah. So, but did you have was that your consensus too, Billy?
Billy doesn't know.
Oh no, I'm on the train of good boys. That's what I do.
I was just gonna say everyone's legit.
He's good.
Everyone's a good boy.
Okay.
Billy's just doing this to be the opposition. For some reason, listen, my entire podcast with this fucking guy, he doesn't want to believe anything I fucking say. And then I listen to episodes where he's like, oh yeah, you remember when you said this? That's probably true or whatever. Years later, he finally kind of admits it and stuff. But for so much, he would just plague me with making fun of my theories, all this shit for years. And that's why I brought him on the show. Cause when I was starting to figure out if I was going to do this podcast or I had the mics, I was making music. And I was like, he came back from out west. And I was like, you know what? Let's just make fun of shit. And before, he used to be like, oh, that kind of makes sense. And then the older he got, the more skeptical he got. And then the more shows we did, the more he liked to push my buttons about this stuff. And it made a perfect show.
Well, that's kind of good, though. You have somebody trying to prove your theory.
You kind of need that.
Yeah, yeah. It's good.
You know what I mean? You don't want everyone being like, yeah, you're completely right. I'm like, I don't want any of that shit.
No, it's always you learn more and more. Well, okay. That was what we think about that guy. I think he's weird.
Yeah. He is weird, man. I admit it as soon as I played his clip.
Yeah. He's
a fucking weird dude, man. Weird haircut, weird face.
Yeah. I don't know. I never really, he kind of rubbed me the wrong way sometimes too.
I read his books. So I was always like, I always said to people, if you read one of his books and then just the way he writes to me is more, it sounds crazy, but it's more enjoyable than David Icke stuff. Just because David Icke goes in these, it's crazy. Some of the stuff is it's so in depth. But it was fascinating to listen to him speak. So,
no, sometimes
he's the next guy.
All right. Well, I guess I'm going with the next guy.
Yeah.
And I don't have a video clip for this guy, but Serge Manast. You guys
know who that is.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see. He is the whistleblower for Project Bluebeam. This is where Project Bluebeam came from.
Okay, I know who you're talking about now.
Yeah, so with the new revelations coming forward about UFOs and aliens from the government, you know, we got this whole what do they call them now? UAPs instead of UFOs.
Yeah.
I can definitely see that government and media want to kind of point us this direct, but who knows? I'm not necessarily saying it's Project Bluebeam is not true, but I thought we'd take a look at some of the source and kind of weigh it out here. More so that, and the guy, because it came from him, he was actually Canadian, is an investigative journalist, poet, essayist, and conspiracy theorist. He's known to English-speaking readers mainly for originating the conspiracy theory Project Bluebeam, which concerns an alleged plot to facilitate a totalitarian world government by destroying traditional religions and replacing them with a new age belief system using NASA technology. In 1994, he published Project Bluebeam, NASA, in which he detailed his claim that NASA, with the help of the United Nations, was attempting to implement a new age religion with the Antichrist at its head and start a new world order via technologically simulated second coming of Christ. Manasse was influenced from the works of a guy named William Guy Carr. And the Carr was, you guys know who he is? I didn't know.
Heard his name before in talks about stuff like this. Billy definitely hasn't.
No, I didn't know a lot about him. He worked for the Canadian Intelligence Service, working World War II. In 1944, he published Checkmate in the North, a book about invasion by the Axis forces to take place in the area of the CFB Goose Bay, wherever that is. You know,
is there geese there?
There must be. I don't know. Is CFB Canadian? CFB?
I fucking don't even know what the fuck that is. Maybe if I looked it up, I saw some shit. Sadly, I haven't traveled around this country much because I'm too busy paying bills to the government that likes to R-word us while we sleep.
Yeah, you guys they're bad all over. Fuck government. But yeah, so this guy was in intelligence, which doesn't necessarily mean he was bad, but it also makes me suspicious when someone has an intelligence background, that guy Carr. But, you know, back to Manast. How did you say his name? In 1995, he published his most detailed work, Les Protocoles de Toronto, it's in French, modeled upon the protocols of the Elders of Zion, wherein he said a Masonic group called 666 had for 20 years been gathering the world's powerful to establish the New World Order and control the minds of individuals.
Sounds like communism.
Yeah, still never, you know, I've never heard of this Masonic group 666.
Neither have I at all. And there's a lot of secret society groups I've looked into. And
yeah. Yeah. I know the P2 Masonic Lodge, you know, but I've never heard of this guy that. And he claimed he was being followed by authorities and agents and he was scared. And NASA has gone after people like, you know, other people like Gary Innan, that British hacker. But you know, not they didn't kill him. They took this guy's kids. He was homeschooling and made them attend public schools. And they took Manasse to jail overnight. Next day, he died of a heart attack at age 51. And they took his kids who were homeschooling. They took him to jail. Yeah. So the ideas are very.
That's wild.
Yeah. So that's the thing that people go, well, wait a minute. Why? If he was just saying bullshit, then why'd they kill him off? You know?
Yeah, and this is what makes me think, because like I would actually like to now talk about this. I was like, I'd do an episode about this, but
yeah.
It sounds very familiar to communism and what communists and Bolsheviks do to get rid of people, and you start stumbling down that rabbit hole. I will say something that I do believe Project Bluebeam exists, but I also do think aliens exist. I think they've drip fed this information throughout shows like V, especially the remake of V, which only lasted one season because maybe they were trying to. You know, people were starting to wake up to the shit that was going on. But the idea that the government has technology to manipulate people to believe that they're seeing a UFO event to bring about some authoritarian power is very like 98% accuracy, in my opinion, would they want to achieve that? And I think yes.
Yeah. And well, they want to. it's like the last card they could play, though. Like when they do that, that's like the biggest thing they could pretty much.
Then they know
do.
It's over.
Yeah, yeah. So if people don't believe that, they're screwed.
And then you have the other fucking aliens come in and be like, what the fuck? The reptilians show up. They're like, what are you doing, man? We have a plan.
I like to believe that the aliens from Scary Movie were the ones that those are the real ones.
They pee out of their fingers.
Yeah, they pee out of their fingers. That's what I want to see.
Billy, do you think that that Project Bluebeam, the idea that they can, we've talked about this. That's what we did.
Yeah, and I shat on it pretty fucking hard.
But do you think it's possible?
Yeah, it's possible.
They have laser beams shooting fucking from satellites or at least planes.
For sure, it's possible.
There's supposedly four stages of Project Bluebeam. So one of them was an earthquake reveals a hidden artifact that says we are the product of aliens. And they
right in English, right as a headline. I am the product of an alien. Just on a rock. You're like, ooh.
Yeah. And so I guess like all these different stages, none of them have happened. Right. So I don't know, like, and maybe they can happen, but I just think a lot of people are screaming Project Bluebeam too much in the alternative media
David Grush, right? Me and Aaron talked about him on our, like, we're doing like a rant kind of episode, Buddy from Ireland, and he brought up all the stuff that David Grush is talking about, and I'm like, why would they let him say it? I don't know. It's fucking weird. Why would they put him around in the media? David Grush is, I think, a shill, in my opinion, that he is probably a disinformation agent, whatever they call it, you want to call these people. But like, he's part of it, right? And then like it is strange though. The entire time, like, fucking aliens aren't real. Shut the fuck up. It's just our own military. It's the Nazis. Who knows what it is?
Yeah.
And then they're like, oh wait, no, it's really real. It's so real that we're finding little miniature bodies that look like fucking made out of clay or whatever.
Oh yeah, those ones.
What was the article when COVID came out?
Oh, that
didn't
one.
They came out with like literally the like UFO. They broadcasted it to the news and shit. And yeah, like, actually,
that
UFO we have aliens.
Footage that the military got, and it was like very grainy and shitty. And they're like, "Look, it's fucking aliens." So it is.
Oh, I thought it was further than that. I thought they were saying like they have one, and they're dissecting it or
something. Do you guys remember that, like, that like sand that they would give you for like a play toy, like, you know, that's cool sand you get, you know, in YTV and places promoted it of, you can get this cool toy that's made out of
silly sand.
You can morph it into objects. You don't remember that?
Yeah.
So a silly sand, you can like make it into like anything you want. Like if your mom wants a new dildo, you can just make it into that. And like, so this is what these aliens look like from Mexico. Like, they look like some, it looked like they made it out of like some fuck. It didn't look real to me.
No. It's there's so much confusion in that realm.
Oh, kinetic sand, not silly sand.
That's what it is.
Silly kinetic sand. Okay.
I was like, silly sand sounded right. I had to look that up.
That's very funny.
But yeah, there's so much confusion in the realm of aliens and UFOs. I believe in aliens. I believe that, you know, we're in a populated universe. And there's a lot of proof, like, you know, in the ancient history to even now, I've seen a lot of stuff myself in the sky. I don't know if they're aliens or not, but a lot of crazy stuff. But the thing is, we have a lot of people that are screaming Project Bluebeam, but have they actually taken a look at this guy's work? And it's really only coming from one guy. And one other source is, there's this lady named Carol Rosen, and she was taking care of Wernher von Braun right before he died. And he said there were going to be like four psyops. One was terrorists, which did happen. Another one was the Cold War, then terrorists, then it was an asteroid, which we haven't seen, and then aliens. And he said all of them are going to be fake. So but again, this is hearsay. This is one lady saying it, you know, and I just don't know. I think a lot of people screaming Project Bluebeam are just too fast on the trigger to it, because maybe it just scares them. I don't know.
We did Chemtrails Harp, which is going to lead into Project Bluebeam at some point. And I was always going to be skeptical about it. What I do on my show is I just like make fun of everything and say everything's real when it's not. And like, just like the whole point is just to make the audience enjoy themselves while maybe thinking about stuff. Because Project Bluebeam,
Tom's
a disinformationist. They always joke this is like a CIA background. So all of a sudden it's going to just fall over. You know, but like, I do think that Project Blue Beam is quite possible. I do think that there's information being spread widely, and then, you know, TikTokers talking about it. I did a TikTok and it reached like too many thousands of people. I was like, have you heard of Project Blue Beam? And then like, it, you know, people just buy into that shit instantly.
That kind of thing would be considered
weird.
It's a little weird.
It is weird. Yeah. I'll just go with that one. I'm going to go, it's weird, but I lean towards they could definitely pull it off if they really want to. I feel like at least 60% of the population will probably buy into, because you got a lot of dumb liberals, man.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. What about you, Billy?
Look at this political guy over here. Fuck. My views are changing, I swear to God, by the day.
Yeah, I know. I've noticed.
I'm going to say a sentence that my buddy here has never heard in his fucking life. I'm going to agree with Tom. I think I'm on the same boat there.
I think I'm there too, though. It's just weird. I think it can happen, mm-hmm. but his story, it's weird. And yeah, I should mention, though, this is during the time that they actually did kill off some people that were talking things like Phil Schneider.
Yeah.
William Cooper, and there was that one lady. She's not coming to me right now, but she was
Helen Keller.
Have you read Behold a Pale Horse? I just got it recently.
Oh, I've read that. That's
actually very excited to get into it, because it's a book that's always been like a staple. Phil Schneider is interesting too. Again, and I'm sure has he ever been brought up on one of these episodes?
I did him first episode. I did.
Okay, because he's a character, but like they went into it, like he had this heart attack. And they had heart attack guns in the 50s or 60s. Uh-huh. So it's sad, because he was like, I think he was kind of legit.
I think so too. I thought so. And his friend was killed off. And it's like, why would they kill off someone who was just peddling complete bullshit? You know, they should have, you know, that's like, someone complete bullshit's like Corey Good. But anyway, let's
begin not this killing him.
No,
he's a weird, but it is a little bit weird.
That's weird.
Anyway,
was it my turn?
Yeah. Okay. We're going to just bring up, you know, this is someone that I actually,
video?
We got a video for you. Someone who also licked the Jew boot.
But did he?
Call me offensive, controversial. It's only two genders, boys and girls. They can't cancel my message, because I'm the biggest independent rapper in the whole freaking world. Claim that I'm racist, yeah, right. I'm not ashamed because I'm white. If every Caucasian's a bigot, I guess every Muslim's a terrorist. Every liberal is right. I don't want to talk to folks who don't get it. Go woke, go. Bro.
All right.
The one.
Okay. Well, don't bring Ben Shapiro into this.
MacDonald. Ben Shapiro is 100% a disinformation agent. That guy is fake as fuck, and he likes the death of children and laughs at people.
You know what? Honestly, like, so this guy comes in. He's a drug addict. He's an alcoholic. His life is Mac Lethal. Well, that was actually fucking good, and he won that. Mac Lethal shit. Anyway. So he's a drug addict, he's alcoholic, whatever. He's in the streets, basically, and it gets to the point where he finds himself being a pro wrestler, or an amateur wrestler, anyway.
Wearing some really cool uniforms.
Goes about that for a little while. Doesn't really work out. Again, comes off drugs. Decides to make a bunch of music. A bunch of his fucking music doesn't click. Hey, he makes one song about the controversy between being black white and being and black. Blows the fuck up. Goes, huh, no one really likes my music, but they like that message. Carries on. Starts making a fuckload of fuck the government songs. Don't believe what they're telling you. The system. Boys are boys, girls are girls. Like, basically just the message like every rational human fucking
common
thinks.
Sense. But that's
and becomes massively sense. Fucking famous on him. Do you know who, you know Tom McDonald?
Yeah. Yeah.
You have I do to, know. Oh, okay. The guy's huge at this point.
I'm sure. Yeah. By now I've met a couple people that haven't, so I feel the need to ask. Anyways. So yeah, I guess to that point now he puts out some of his own music. Yeah, he realized, like, sometimes when he puts out a song and it doesn't have anything to do with that, like, it still hits because, like, he has enough of a following, but it doesn't
Superman
hit like it
song
doesn't hit that out. Fucking number one Billboard kind of thing.
Hmm.
I really don't think he's involved with this shit at all, but a lot of people will, like, throw him in the mix in this shit, where I genuinely think he just found something that works that makes him money, and he's just capitalizing on it.
Okay.
I think he's a good boy.
I actually I like Tom McDonald's music, some of it. And I point this out, buddy from Grey Pilled Podcast. He's mentioned to me, he's like, you know, you've talked, I called Tom McDonald a weird looking lesbian on an episode recently. And because I like his music, I'll blast it in my car. I enjoy it. What a homie pointed out, that his choruses don't hit for me. What I noticed when I first listened to Tom McDonald, because I'm a avid hip hop fan, I create my own music, so like I gotta kind of tear apart other people's stuff to understand why they're doing what they're doing. The core, and I said this to a buddy that did battle rap and stuff like that I used to work with and has music videos and stuff, and I was like, okay, like I was like, I don't mind what he says, he can hit some bars, but his beats are way too poppy for me. Most of them are too like mainstream style beats when I love underground stuff, you know. And I was like, ah, whatever. And then the more he progressed in his career, I was like, okay, this is kind of catchy. And he's calling out a lot of stuff. I do enjoy it for what it is. And I always thought that he was controlled opposition, that he, like what Billy said, not even controlled. Maybe he's just making money off of something he knows will sell. So he capitalized, like Billy said, on that. Like, I agree with a lot of that stuff, and I still enjoy his music. But then we did the stuff with Ben Shapiro, especially after stuff Ben Shapiro said recently. I was like, I don't know about this guy anymore. Weird. He's definitely like...
Again, though, we're just talking about money. He goes, who can I bring on that will make me so much money?
The Jews.
Ben Shapiro's a good fucking one.
Yeah, it's true. They own all the money anyway.
Well, I don't know the guy's background that much, but now you've filled it in with the wrestling thing. He's obviously trying to, you know, be in some kind of show business, and whatever he could get, he got. And I mean, I think he says some pretty legitimate things in his music. Yeah, I don't dislike him. I don't know enough to trust him, though. So I would probably think he's a bit weird.
Yeah.
I'd go full-fledged good boy.
Okay.
So
that can that be your new staging? The top human is good boy.
Yeah, good boy. Yeah, yeah. I think he's a bit weird.
Strange,
that kind of thing would be considered a little weird.
It's fired off the fucking shit. And I will say, I was gonna do the Pinocchio thing. I can't remember the lyrics, but like he's got strings on him. He's got strings.
So you're right though, actually. You know what? Fuck that. You make a good point where you're saying like he's a bit weird in a sense where I'm like, I just kind of recapped and thought about it. All of his songs are basically what he goes against, like the little shit that bothers us that the government tells us.
Yeah, but nothing.
So it's like deeper. Whatever, like pronouns and fucking that
he
shit.
He talks
like,
about
yeah,
the Black
okay,
Lives
you're
Matter
fucking,
shit like seven times.
You're mentally
song.
Handicapped, but we all kind of know that. But like nothing like real said there. Like nothing like, again, to the line of what we do in our podcast where it's like, okay, like, yeah. People are controlling us. Like it's basically just like all the little jabs that just kind of piss like everyday people off.
Yeah. And then you could kind of throw him in the same category as Richard Brand. You know, he's just this guy that like says Russell. All the talking points. Russell Brand. Yeah.
Rich. Yeah. I know mm-hmm. Richard is.
Richard. Yeah. Richard Gere.
No. We're thinking, what's that other millionaire guy? They did the rockets. The dick rockets. They were all fucking trying to race the rockets to the moon. Whatever. What's that guy's name? Richard Branson.
Oh,
Branson.
Yeah.
There's another one.
Yeah, I know. Let's save that one for another one. But yeah, I don't know. Tom McDonald, I don't know. It just seems like he's a bit of a poser, but at the same time,
look at it. Like, I love his new song. I kind of like because he does like, I'm not a liberal, I'm not a Republican. He mentions the same shit in every song. I do enjoy his music, but then watching his music video, I was like, with this leather jacket and your braided hair and your tattooed face, you look like some lesbian just got out of prison and is just trying to make music. Maybe he's trans. He's trying to direct it away from it. You know what I mean?
Oh, he's a bit take. Weird.
Yeah. I would say that he's got the puppet strings. He's a corporate puppet.
Yeah, well, is he on a major label? I guess I didn't even think about that.
He's got his own label, but his girlfriend's name is Nova Rockefeller.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that. That's true. I should have brought that part up.
Oh.
I don't like the Rockefeller part.
Yeah.
And she just shoots all of his stuff. Is she Jewish? We'll never know.
We'll never know.
You might know.
All right. Well, who let's see. We got one more. Tom, was that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is, this will be a fun one because this is someone I've put into my song. I have a song called Alien Race, and I included a lot of stuff of what this guy was talking about. This is a good one. This is a goodie. And this is, give me a sec, wrong screen. This is a clip from my literal TikTok that just got way too many views for this video, but short but sweet. Actually, it's not that short. Let's get into it.
Let's see.
Yeah, I think Loomis, you'll know as soon as you hear him.
Is it this one?
I'll remove that out of there.
You can watch that again.
Reptilian.
Yeah, you got it. This is the other one that's up. Wait, that might be David Icke. Let me remove some of these. It's like there. There's only should be one more.
Yep. There we go.
They're ugly. I mean, they think we're ugly, too. You know, I guess it's all a matter of perspective and belief system. In my belief system, and I'm only taking responsibility for me, they're ugly. They're anywhere from 7 to 22 feet tall. They can weigh up to 1,800 pounds. They're reptilian. The longer, the ones that have stubby tails, if you see one that has no tail, he's of the warrior class or the worker class. The longer the tail, the higher their rank. When you see one with long tails, with winged appendages, he's considered royalty. There is a way to kill them. If you can't cut off their head, they have two hearts. There's one here underneath this armpit and one here. Or really, if you can't get to that area and you need to slow it down, you need to hit it right above its groin area. It has a very large liver. You need to wound it there to slow it down. It is not something where man-to-man combat you're going to be able to deal with, because they apparently have the strength of 12, 15 men. They're incredibly quick. They're incredibly psychic. They know what you're going to do before you do it.
Whoa.
Here's my TikTok.
I fought a grizzly bear once. I could do it.
Billy tried to make this argument that he could beat a monkey, like orangutan. And your arms would get ripped
Actually, off. I just have a question, though. So if my front tail is very large, does that mean I'm the alpha here? Or
what your front tail mean? Is not very large. You've been this on camera. Alex Collier, the weird thing is there's so much weird stuff about this guy. You can't really find too much about him. It's someone that I've listened to a lot of his stuff when I was very young. When I first, that song I wrote, Alien Races, that I started recently actually releasing my music to Spotify, to actual music platforms for the first time ever. And I did this song probably at this point, I don't know, 10 years ago or something like that. And I was a gray, and then I was a reptilian, and then I was a Palladian through the song. Every course, I was a different being. And I added Alex Collier's audio. This is something that, a Collier, whatever you want, but he was someone that fascinated me because he supposedly had contact with the Andromeda Council and was an alien contactee. He got abducted by aliens, and he has all these talks. He went to UFO conferences, all these long talks, as kind of David Icke did, and doing presentations. Very smart guy, very outspoken. I think he still does stuff. He's got a beard now. I don't listen to any stuff now, but he was someone that did for kind of wake me up. And Loomis, I'm wondering, because if you're aware of Alex Collier, right?
A little bit. I didn't know, but he knew all that. I didn't realize he had all these details on these. That's a lot of detail he put in there,
dude. And watch, go look up Alex Collier 1994 interview. It is. I've watched it maybe four times in my life. It is fascinating. Billy knows about it. He talks about the children going missing. Why do 86,000 children go missing in the States every year? Now it's probably way more. One of the most fascinating guys that he's – love him.
Well, it's interesting. I don't know a lot about the guy. But so his background – where did he come from? What do you know?
I actually don't know. Yeah. I the craziest thing is I looked him up. I was like, Alex Collier UFO, Alex Collier this, Alex Collier that. And there's, I'm sure there's people that would maybe be able to find, some of his background, but it is, there he is. Let's see. Okay, here we go. Still nothing. No, it's brought up his image. So I only know.
Sounds like he was planted here. He didn't have a background.
Exactly, because he's a UFO. And I've looked into his character. There's videos of him on Camelot Radio and all these different coast to coast. According to Google, I'm on Google right now. You cannot find anything about this guy.
Is he still alive?
He's still alive. He's still doing stuff. Why is it not like, yeah, okay. Okay, here we go. I found some stuff. Still, this do you, Alex Collier, your latest breaking news. See, it's just like he has his own site. He's doing all this stuff. Here we go. Nope. I was like, I'm trying to follow stuff. So, yeah, he's definitely, there's sketchy stuff going on. He knows a lot of stuff and he claims a lot of stuff.
I can claim a lot of my imagination too.
So he's an Andromeda contactee.
He's a clout chaser.
1996 Timeless Voyager radio interview with Alex Collier, Andromeda contactee. Once again, Alex delivers another incredible program because the guy is a genius. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Fucking confuse the fake news. So I've always liked it. Watched tons of his videos. Heard him, like, especially the 1994 interview. It's fascinating to me. Is he a little sketchy? Most likely. But if you I actually like tell everybody out there, go find it. It's probably on Rumble at this point. All this cool stuff used to be on YouTube, not anymore.
Right.
But you could be like, I've watched this. He goes into grandiose detail, how to kill them, what they feed off of, how they can manipulate people's thoughts, of the idea of they cast an image in your head and make you perceive in your mind that you're seeing a human being, but it's not.
It is a lot of detail, unless he's like been through like satanic ritual abuse and this is what he –
seems
thinks.
Like a normal guy.
Yeah. I don't know.
Start looking at it. He has a lot of talks out there. And that's why I'm kind of flabbergasted that I can't really, because he's like, he's just this UFO guy that a lot of people in the community know. And I've never really seen a dive into his background ever. Like people do on Phil Schneider and some of these other people.
Right.
It is weird. Maybe he was really abducted and just showed up here. There's another guy called Alex. What's his name? There's a guy, George Calvisius. This guy I used to listen to all the time. I've never seen his videos recently. Don't know where he went. I've looked up his name and tried to, because his name is always something weird. Don't know where he went. I think this guy got abducted by aliens. I think he's gone. He's doing all these videos in Australia explaining all of his stuff about how we're one with God and all this stuff and how the God consciousness is something to be a part of. Gone. Don't know where he is.
Or he died.
Can't find him.
Pew pew.
I don't know about this guy. Like, I guess I would like to watch more of his interviews to accurately rate the guy, but I would say that
you're gonna say sketchy.
He's a bit I have a bad feeling about him.
I tell you, watch the 1994 interview.
Okay.
You'll be fascinated. You'll be like, wow.
If you can't find somebody's background for whatever reason, like
on Google,
sketchy. Don't
maybe
care.
He's not that big. Maybe he's not a Dave
what
White
you
guy.
Were was a homeschool kid that went, I need to make it out of this shitty house.
Here
how
we go. From that shit Quora or whatever. Is Alex Collier a snake oil salesman or a phony? Did you believe a lot of his theories and aliens and frequencies and universe and new topics? And this guy, instantly, this guy from Ellsenburg. So I don't trust the man. If you listen to him speak, it almost sounds like he's talking about New World Order, which he actually does mention. So fuck all these people. They're wrong. It's <Just kidding. laughs>
Well, you know, if someone comes out like in the 90s, though, talking like that, there wasn't much of an audience for it as there is now. So he wouldn't have been making a whole lot of money talking like that, I wouldn't think. And
no,
I've barely heard of him.
Money.
Yeah.
Loomis, I got a question for you.
Okay.
What do you think about the Law of One? Because I've listened to the first volume of it. Do you think that is legit? Or do you think that is – do you know what I'm talking about, right?
Wait, who does it?
The Law of One. So it's where David Wilcock gets a lot of his source material from. It is this book. If you haven't heard of it, listen to the first one or okay. Read it. And it's the idea this woman, Donna, whatever her name was, channeled this guy, this entity, Ra, essentially the Ra from Egyptian times. And it's fascinating. This is where David Wilcock gets a lot of his information from. And this is a book written in the 80s. And this woman had this crazy experience where she's able to channel – this entity, and there was Bob Hopkins, I think it's not a Hopkins. There's a guy, two guys that were writing down her experience as she was going through this. And there's all these different volumes of it. I'm on the second one. But it's fascinating stuff because, like, it talks about who we are as spiritual beings, why we exist here. And the one thing that I like that it talks about is that you have to be a person that is a service to self, or a service to others, not a service to self. If you're a service to self in this reality, you're going to be keep coming back here. But if you service others in ways to help people or try to heal them or make them wake up, then there's you're a kind of better being. The people that are like the government are bad because they're service to self. So if nobody's checked this out, it's interesting to say the least.
Yeah, I haven't actually checked that out fully, but it kind of reminds me of the what is that? The Emerald Tablets and Toph. Oh,
I would like to get more into that.
Me too. I don't really know. That's kind of something that's kind of actually some people debate that's not real, and I'm not sure. I haven't looked into it enough.
Well, yet. I've only heard that recently on David Icke, the book that I like, the Show of the Matrix. It's taking me forever because I'm like reading other stuff, too many things, and I find it fascinating because it could be true. You know, Bill, when I'm done with this book, do you want me to send it to you and you can read it?
Yeah, I'd be down for that. I'll get Robin to read it to me for a bedtime story.
Yeah, that'd be very funny. His girlfriend would be like,
"No, you should read David Icke. He's fun to read, actually.
Yeah, he's fine.
Yeah. Even if you just, you know, laugh at it or whatever. Yeah. But I think it's pretty legit myself.
I will say, Dave, Alex Collier, I do like him. I think that Loomis is at least the 1994 interview is even Billy, man. You've heard some of the stuff that Alex Collier said because I've talked about it many times. It's fascinating. I don't know where he gets all this information from about the reptilians. It was before David Icke.
That's true. And I do like those stories in that sense where it's like that. That's actually what I used to describe our podcast as is. Huh, it's interesting.
Yeah, it's weird.
Well, I get a little bit weird though when someone has all the answers and just knows all this stuff. You know,
that's what I was saying. I that's claims frustrating, and that's what makes me immediately.
He claims he's like talking with the Andromeda Council, these council of beings that have existed here in other dimensions, and they're trying to like help us ascend. Like it sounds all nice when it's in a bow, but it's not.
Sounds very New Agey, but you know. There's a lot more that we don't know, and I mean there's a lot of stuff I have on a back burner somewhere back here where I just don't even know what to do with it, but I try not to have too much judgment because, you know, we don't know. We just can't prove either right or wrong with some of this but I do get sketchy a little bit about someone who has all the crazy answers. Either they're delusional or they're actually telling the truth, and it's hard to know.
You're crazy.
Who knows, man? And that's what this was actually. I gotta tell you, this is really fun. I do like your structure of this, like this kind of series that you're doing. It's very smart. I do. It's fun. Thanks. I like it.
Thanks. Yeah,
I really enjoyed myself.
Yeah, it's good. It's just like you can talk about someone. And look, man, we could even bring these people back. When we have more on them and go, oh, wait a minute, this person was this or that, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's very true.
Once they do something sketchy, everyone's going to do something sketchy eventually. Kind of now want to read more eventually. Dallas
Collier because I'm too. I don't really know much about him.
I want to go look him up, actually, much more. I've heard somebody – okay, so I was on – there was a podcast. This guy was disproving everything alien and UFO. Mm-hmm. Other guy's like, well, why you want to do that so much? Don't you want to, like, looking at some more information, and he mentioned Alex Collier. So I was like, huh, okay, well, maybe I should listen to him too.
I've listened to a couple of his things, but that 1994 interview is the one that always like made me be like, fucking weird, man. The reptilians existing? Like, do they exist? And all the details he goes into, it's like, are you fucking making this shit up? And it's the hotel room that you're because it's like, it's filming. He's in like some hotel room, just sitting there and some guy's filming. Yeah. And it's the same guy that films this chick named Peggy Kane. If you've never looked up Peggy Kane, you can ever watch some videos on that chick. That shit's fucking interesting. Peggy Kane also talked about the reptilians. It's weird. She'd be on this couch and you'd hear like chickens in the background. Like she's obviously on like a farm or something like that. And she supposedly was able, I've told Billy about this. She would take recordings of, these entities. She would take a recording of, maybe Bill Clinton or George Bush Sr. was one, and she'd reverse it and it would tell you the true intent. And she would put at the end of of her, like, the episode that she was on with this guy that also interviewed Alex Collier, and they were quite compelling. There was one of George Bush Sr., and he was talking in an interview about, I think, World War One or Two, and she was able to decipher that he said that that it was one of the biggest feasts they've had, that the bodies in the snow, stuff like that, talking about Russia and the dead bodies that were just laying everywhere that they could eat. And it's like,
you know,
it's
super cool
shit, man.
Super fucking cool that you bring that up too, because it was a long time ago that they realized that when you play shit like in reverse, like, it can mean another meaning. There's reverse actually speech. One, I don't know if you guys are familiar with it. There's a Bloodhound Gang song.
Yeah,
fuck me, I don't remember what it is. I think it's not Right Turn Clyde. It might be like Along Comes Mary, maybe. They do right at the end, they do a whole verse where at the end it's like they'll tell you, they'll be like, play the shit in reverse and repeat it, and it sounds like they're saying like something a little off, but like it's a sentence that you can comprehend, and when you play it back you're like, holy shit, that should never have been publicized.
That's that, for everyone that doesn't know, it's like, you and me, baby, ain't nothing but mammals, though. That's that group.
Yeah.
But then it's fascinating stuff, because Peggy Kay was also someone that, like, when YouTube was a big thing, and she claimed, and she would be in contact with these reptilians. She claims that they took a baby from her belly. She was pregnant, and then it was removed. She claims all this crazy shit. Another person that should be on this list, but it's fascinating stuff. And she had all these details about the reptilians, and claimed that they're in contact with her, and she could know if they're lying because she would catch EVPs of them and then play it backwards. And she would she would show you the EVPs.
No, this is Peggy Kane. Is with a K?
Yeah.
Okay, I got her searched up here. I'm gonna look later.
Yeah, it's weird, man. I would love at some point to redo this and like hear your thoughts about it, because it's weird. And I was watching this stuff at like 17. Not a good idea, probably.
Well, I don't know, but I think we'll have to do another one, because it looks like we have some more people we've thrown out there here and there. So we'll have to do it again.
Yeah, this was fun, man. I really enjoyed myself.
It was. Thanks for having us on. Smoke, I really enjoy that.
Yeah, having a smoke.
Yeah, the whole time I've been doing this.
Oh, yeah. I had an edible earlier.
Oh, that's a great idea. Fuck
yeah. Yeah.
I can't do that anymore, man. I smoked weed for the first time.
Did you?
In years. The other night, yeah.
No way.
Fuck. A week and a half ago.
How'd you feel?
I was out of beer.
How'd you feel? Feel good?
I thought I needed to go to bed, and I proceeded to giggle, laugh in my bed for, I don't know, 2 hours.
Dying. Billy never even smoked that weed often on the show at all. But there'd be times where I would smoke the bong at the end of the episode, and then he would kind of grab it. And there's only rare times this would happen. At the very beginning of the show, maybe. And then probably I haven't seen him smoke weed in, I don't know, 4 years, maybe 3 years.
It's been a long time, man. I stopped a long time ago. Well, you take a fucking 4 year tea break. It hits you.
Oh, yeah. That hits strong. That's for sure. Well, guys, it's great having you on, and we're going to have to do another one. And where can people find your work, and what are you guys working on?
So you can look up Strange Brew Podcast on all podcast platforms. We're on Rumble. I really push people towards that and try to like help us on the YouTube, because a lot of stuff we do is you want to watch it. You want to cast it on your TV. We're showing images. We're laughing. We're drinking beer. There's a bunch of fun
and
stuff.
And Billy's
that we have
like
done.
Super sexy. So you have to tune into that.
And then, the audio listeners be like, maybe he is. And then they tune in and they're like, let's start throwing. We've done a lot of fun stuff in the past, but there's a lot of fun stuff coming. Like, I had a Raging Dissident on recently, which I don't know if it's a good idea or bad idea. He's a well-known character in Canada that's gotten in trouble many times in the law. We do a lot of weird stuff. Billy's been coming back. We got the Dark Web coming up. We're recording that on Sunday. A lot of stuff. And like, I want to tell the audience that we do stuff that's like, we the whole point of the show is kind of to be offensive in some regard, to like push the boundaries on stuff and talk about things that maybe you shouldn't. But it's fun, you know, and take nothing seriously ever. Never do it. But Strange Brew Podcast everywhere, Instagram, all that shit. Twitter, it's Strange Brew Cast or some shit.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, no, I like your guys' style. I think you guys cover a lot of cool, like, true crime and like some really bizarre stories and stuff. It's good stuff. I think if anyone enjoys that line of thought, then they should go to you guys and a lot of fun. That. Yeah. 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 Awesome. All right, guys. Well, and I'll end the show with your track you wanted to share,
huh? Yeah, 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 yeah. We'll play that. I'll send it to you instantly. Let's get this going.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, thanks for coming on.
This is a conspiracy. That's what this is.
Kanye West is surely a clone. Gandhi had sex with a 13-year-old. The Nazis tried to rid the world of the Ashkenazi serpent throne, but they didn't work alone. Both sides controlled and murdered their own. But God's forbidden you to know the truth of your history. But history is written by those who claim victory. But they've convinced you that's a conspiracy. You shouldn't believe, but it's clear to see. If you look beneath the surface, to the hood of creeps in churches that feed on the blood of the children that they purchase. Bleed adrenochrome through fear, wearing their epidermis. Like the murderous Hillary Clinton, all the missing kids she's killing.
I couldn't sleep last night. There were lions and bears tearing you from my side. I couldn't sleep last night. You were chasing a bird till the beast cut your eye.
They use harp to manipulate the weather. GMOs making you sicker than ever. It seems like it's never ever getting any better. Chemtrails filling our skies with poison. Pesticides killing and destroying endless lives. The fish are dying in the ocean. Like Kurt Cobain, my mind is open. The curse of fame to have all eyes focused on you for a moment. To be murdered then staged as suicide. Forever in time frozen. Celebrities replaced by clones. And you never even notice. They live, you sleep, they kill and eat children meat. Villains feast on billions of sheep, thinking they're free. Victims in prison in their own beliefs. Consistently sick and living on their knees.
I couldn't sleep last night. There were lions and bears tearing you from my side. I couldn't sleep last night. You were chasing a bird till the beast cut your eye.
Is the earth a glow, flat or hollow? When we die, do we return back to earth? Our bones swallowed in the dirt? Or do we keep living lives, turning back at birth to this hollow existence curse? Is it true that evil entities are potentially keeping us perpetually slaves for our energy for centuries? Making sure we eventually destroy ourselves, making each other our enemy when we're all connected to the same chemistry. But there's those that claim supremacy, claiming defense as an excuse for ethnically cleansing and committing genocide. And don't forget the men that have died that believed they were fighting for freedom, but the elites lied to achieve their goals through violence, ignoring the people's cries for reason.
I couldn't sleep last night. There were lions and bears tearing you from my side. I couldn't sleep last night. You were chasing a bird till the beast cut your eye.
Communists have infiltrated our countries. Mass migration? You will be replaced and go hungry. While they call you a racist and take all your tax money and give it to invaders until you also have nothing. And we're all equally poor. Corporate greed always stealing what's yours. A house? Good food? A car? Clean water? Don't worry. You don't need that anymore. The state will take care of you. All you have to do is surrender all your rights and freedoms. If you're depressed, the government will end your life with a needle. When the government becomes tyrannical, it's up to the people to fight against this evil. The future is here. The way we're headed, I wouldn't be surprised if Lucifer appeared.
I couldn't sleep last night. There were lions and bears tearing you from my side. I couldn't sleep last night. You were chasing a bird till the beast cut your eye.
Shut It Down Radio's coming to you live from the Hawaiian Islands, coming from the perspective of complete freedom, coming from wisdom outside the system and then some. This is the mouthpiece of the natural earth forgotten. At this point in time, humanity's been kept from the truth, so Shut It Down Radio offers the coordinates to a path out.
You're searching for something whole, 'cause what you see is real life. You're watching this world unfold, the truth beneath the lies. Rekindling what's been stole, the need to free one's mind. Uncover the truth exposed, so people see the light. Let's chant it down, so we can know it's simple. We just break it down a little bit, so we can process all. Make the switch to elevate yourself to conscious mode, and it's beneficial, we can get this concept rolling. Get the future generations, wanna start the whole thing. With the message demonstrated, we can start a post. Taking in, assimilating, getting lots of numbers. Waking up the population, try to stop hypnosis.
It's easy to create your dream kitchen with Clearview Cabinetry at Menards. With multiple finishes to choose from, you'll be sure to find a style that fits perfect for you. Clearview Cabinetry offers features like soft closed doors and drawers as standard, and cabinet accessories to match your unique style. Explore Clearview's cabinet options and start designing today in store or on Menards.com, where you can find more of our great deals going on now. Save